This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, May 17th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's Victoria Day weekend. This same week, on Wednesday, we'll also observe World Day for Cultural Diversity. So today, it brings us a triple-decker opportunity to talk about and celebrate Victoria Day, our beautiful country Canada, and cultural diversity. We're able to honor our past, to appreciate our present, and we can think how we can shape a better, more inclusive future, too. Since 1845, Queen Victoria's birthday has been a holiday here in Canada. Since then, this weekend has been associated with fireworks, parades, and it's considered the unofficial start of summer. Under Queen Victoria's reign over the British Empire, Canada became a self-governing dominion, and it started its road to where it is today, a fully independent country. Though Queen Victoria never set foot in our country, she left us a legacy. Victoria, British Columbia, statutes, parks, and this holiday to keep her present and remind us where we came from. Today, our nation is often praised as one of the most peaceful and inclusive nations in the world. We're known for saying A and sorry. We're known for embracing winter and loving hockey, and we're known for welcoming newcomers and embracing diversity. After World War II, my parents brought their baby, that was me, in their arms, and they carried one suitcase because we were welcome here in Canada. We were grateful to have a new home, and we planted our roots. So I say thank you, Canada, for opening your doors to us. Canada is one of the most multicultural nations on this earth. According to the 2021 census, Canada has people of over 450 ethnic or cultural origins. We have more than 200 languages spoken here at home by Canadians and over 70 Indigenous languages that are still in use. According to the same 2021 census, immigrants make up 23% of our population. That's the highest proportion since the Confederation in 1867. Toronto is the most multicultural city in the world, with over 50% of its residents born outside of Canada. Like our country, our Blue Jays baseball team has a roster for this season that is very diverse. Aside from Vladimir Guerrero, who was born in Montreal and a Dominican, and Zach Pop, a relief pitcher from Brampton, the balance of our team is from various international backgrounds. The Dominican Republic, the United States, Mexico, Venezuela, Panama, Cuba, and Slovakia. There are many statistics to back up the fact that we are truly a mosaic comprised of many cultures. This diversity, it strengthens us and it enriches us. Our cultural industries contribute over $57 billion annually to our economy, and that supports over 672,000 jobs that are in film and music, publishing, and digital media, and also includes our multicultural festivals. Our Carabana, Diwali, Chinese New Year, powwows, and others too many to list draw millions of visitors and boost our local economies. Our cultural mosaic draws people from different backgrounds from all over our world. Here, we live together in harmony and respect one another's traditions. Our cultural diversity has brought us many things: food, fashion, festival, art, music, dance. Nehru described it when he said, "Culture is the widening of the mind and of the spirit." And we're blessed to be able to say that here in Canada and experience it. So on this Victoria Day weekend, we can look back on the days when the British Empire was at its height and it had a big mix of cultures under imperial rule. And we can appreciate what we have now when we celebrate World Day for Cultural Diversity. We've left colonialism behind and we're able to enjoy a time that is inclusive and built on mutual understanding and respect. Our time now, one of inclusion and cultural exchange. Our country isn't just a diverse one, it's an inclusive one. Diversity consultant Verna Miles described where we are now very well. She said, "Diversity is being invited to the party. Inclusion is being asked to dance." We celebrate and embrace our diversity and enjoy the multicultural feast that is our Canada. Today, we're stronger. The cultural influences our immigrants have introduced to us and shared have broadened our perspectives, and many aspects of our lives have been changed for the positive. We've come a long way since we first celebrated Victoria Day, and we show the world that we have unity and are better because of our diversity. It's a holiday weekend, and we can use some of this time to explore our neighborhoods, to listen to one another's stories, to learn from one another, and enjoy the rich experience that our country has to offer us. You're From a Woman's Perspective team has the balance of this hour to share their knowledge and experience. We too have diverse backgrounds, but we stand together proudly Canadian to help our fellow Canadians and those of you listeners who wish to ask questions and explore possibilities and be empowered to make informed decisions from a woman's perspective. Today, we're going to get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, the author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Christine, the health coach. We're going to get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and we're going to talk disability tax credits with Peter Curtis of Disability Tax Results. We'll also get an accessibility tip from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And at the end of this hour, we'll learn more about our Canada's cultural diversity and how we can enjoy this long weekend and our spring-summer together. In a moment, after one important message about organ donation, we'll talk investing for our future with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. So stay with us and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. And what do you have for us today?
Marilyn, one of the most beneficial aspects of living in North America is the incalculable contributions that our wide diversity of cultures and perspectives have contributed to our success. These various perspectives integrated into our economy have opened up new markets, contributed to problem resolutions, and exposed us to a variety of perspectives that both enrich and enliven our society. This diversification of cultures gives us a better understanding of the world and our role in it. As a trading nation dependent upon access to these global markets, the insights and cultural sensitivity that our diverse populations contribute to us is profound. From an investment perspective, what is diversification and why do it? Diversification is a risk management strategy that creates a mix of various investments within a portfolio. A diversified portfolio contains a mix of distinct asset types and investment vehicles in an attempt to limit exposure to any single asset or risk. The rationale behind this technique is that a portfolio constructed of different assets will, on average, yield a higher long-term return and lower the risk of any individual holding or security defeating it. Economies are multifaceted and highly diversified. Your portfolio should reflect some aspects of this broad diversification and recognition that economies grow, businesses seek to make a profit and expand their business. Your portfolio should reflect this opportunity for growth. A lack of diversification exposes you to tremendous risk. The cliche, all your eggs in one basket, comes to mind. I've come across more than a few portfolios that on surface look like they were diversified, given the number of names in the portfolio. However, on closer analysis, we found that they weren't diversified at all. One client, when they came to me, had seven Canadian balanced funds in his portfolio. His portfolio had a 98% correlation to the TSX, meaning it was like it was almost exactly the TSX, and he paid over 2% in fees. We properly diversified his portfolio, reduced his fees by 40%. His mix is approximately 30% Canada, 30% US, 10% Europe and the Far East, with the rest in a variety of fixed income. Within this, we have a representative cross-section of industries. I'll leave with a practical thought regarding the risk of a lack of diversification. During COVID, we discovered to our detriment that we were exposed to single source suppliers of critical materials. One of my clients heads up a medical supply firm. They were approached by the government to provide masks, which were in critical short supply. The cost to provide these was five times the single source supplier. We paid a tangible price for a lack of diversification. Diversification is an insurance against a single event wiping out your wealth. If you haven't looked at your portfolio from the perspective of, am I diversified? Then you really should take a look at your portfolio. If you want a second opinion, happy to give it to you. Thank you.
Once again, I sit here and I think diversification, reducing fees, not putting all my eggs in one basket. You've given us so much good information, Kevin, and I know that you'll share that with anyone who calls you. Anyone listening who isn't certain about what they should do with their money, how they should plan their retirement. Maybe, like Kevin said, you want a second opinion. Kevin is there for you. His number is 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. The world is a huge place. There are global markets. If you want help to make sense of your financial plan, give Kevin a call. 416-708-6229. You'll learn the benefits of diversification. Thanks, Kevin. I always learn a lot from you, and I look forward to hearing more next week.
Marilyn, thank you, and to all your listeners, have a great weekend. Thank you.
What weighs only 29 pounds, seats one comfortably, and can fly? The Aerolux Carbon by Travel Buggy. At a slender 9-inch folded width, Aerolux is the power chair that stows out of sight. It's the lightest power chair Travel Buggy has ever made. Take a test ride, arrange an appointment, and navigate your world in style with Aerolux by Travel Buggy. For more information, call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. That's 416-546-1000.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to help us address health issues naturally, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So many of my patients, many of my women patients will come in and have some concerns related to low estrogen, certainly hormonal imbalances. And the hormone estrogen plays an important role in many aspects of our health, from our energy levels to cholesterol, mood, even our bone health. And because there's a broad range of functions in our body, declining estrogen levels can actually have a profound impact on our overall well-being. Knowing the symptoms and the causes of low estrogen actually really can help us protect our bone density, and as well as lowering future risk for other conditions, things like osteoarthritis and even cardiovascular disease. So when we think about estrogen, certainly before menopause, most of our estrogen in our body is a type of estrogen called estradiol. And after menopause, the primary form of estrogen is something called estrone, which is actually a less potent form of estrogen. And we make that estrogen in our ovaries. It's secreted by our adrenal glands and by our body fat. And it circulates through the body. And as it circulates through the body, the estrogen binds to estrogen receptors in our reproductive organs. But it also binds to receptors in our brain, in our bones, in our cardiovascular system, in our fat tissue. So that's really important, because when we're talking about how to manage estrogen in the body, it's important to not just think about ovaries, but we have to think of all the organs in the body. And when estrogens drop, the shift can be felt throughout the body. Typical signs are night sweats, low libido, vaginal dryness, brain fog, mood changes, so many different kinds of symptoms that we get. And of course, an increased appearance of wrinkles and delicate skin. And estrogen plays a role in keeping our bone strong, which is important. Many of my patients will do bone scans and they'll see that, for example, they're starting to creep into that osteopenia, osteoporosis level. And of course, it can increase our risk of cholesterol issues. So low estrogen can increase our bad cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and decrease the good cholesterol. So certainly when we talk about low estrogen, there's many different reasons. Certainly people who are on a low-calorie diet, a poor diet in general, over-exercising, high stress levels, alcohol use, and even smoking can reduce our natural estrogen levels. And the key in naturopathic medicine is determining the cause of the low estrogen. Obviously, menopause is one of those things, and really trying to find a balance and treat the root cause. Next week, I'm going to talk about how we can combat low estrogen from a naturopathic perspective. But in the meantime, people can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
To deal with any health issue naturally, give Dr. Betty a call at 905-707-2001 and ask for your complimentary 15-minute consultation. It'll be by phone or in person as you wish. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to continuing our conversation next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
No matter what day we celebrate, the one thing that definitely involves is our hearing our best so we can communicate with one another and learn from one another and make life easier because we get along better. We're not afraid of the unknown. To help us with our hearing and hearing aids, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So on top of World Day for Cultural Diversity, I've learned that today is also Armed Forces Day. It's a day to pause and reflect on the dedication and sacrifice for those who serve in our military. Men and women who wear the uniform, not for recognition or fame, but out of a deep sense of duty. They train, they deploy, endure, and do it all to protect the freedoms we sometimes take for granted. And while we often picture the physical toll of service, injuries, fatigue, long deployments, there's another often invisible cost of that service, hearing loss. Hearing loss is one of the most common injuries among veterans. Think about it, from gunfire to aircraft engines to explosives, the sounds of service are often intense, and over time, they leave a lasting impact. Many veterans come home with tinnitus, difficulty hearing speech clearly, or needing to ask people to repeat themselves. And sometimes they don't even realize how much they've lost until someone points it out. But here's where this message matters for all of us, not just those in uniform. Because hearing loss isn't just a veteran's issue, it's a human issue. Noise is everywhere, concerts, traffic, construction, and even headphones that are used all day. And just like with our military service people, the damage builds up over time. And yet, most people wait years before doing anything about it. That's why on a day like today, I think it's the perfect time to encourage everyone, veteran or not, to think about their hearing health. Because hearing loss doesn't just affect your ears. It affects your relationships, your mental sharpness, even your sense of independence. I see this every day. People come in thinking they just need the volume turned up, but what they need is clarity, confidence, and the ability to reconnect with people around them. Whether you've served in the military or you've just been putting off a hearing test, consider this your sign to take that next step. Book a hearing test, get your hearing aids fine-tuned, and help someone you love take that first step towards better hearing. Because hearing well isn't just about sound, it's about living fully.
Well, Edmund, the fact that you want to help everyone connect and be engaged in life is wonderful. And I know you do an intensive hearing checkup for free, and you also assess people's hearing aids regardless of how old they are or where they bought them. So if anyone wants to look after their hearing, be they a veteran or not, if they have hearing loss, how do we reach you and what do you suggest we do?
The best way is to start by making that phone call. The number is 416-754-4327. And book a hearing test. Have a conversation with one of my team or I, and we can basically start having that conversation about how we take the next steps in order to help you hear a more integrated life so that you too can be confident and hear things clearly.
Give Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers a call. 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. It's the best step that you can take to hearing your best. Thanks, Edmund, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
It's not always easy to meet someone new, but when we're ready to do so, that's when we can use an experienced matchmaker with a high success rate. Here, on From a Woman's Perspective, we call her Cupid. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she's here now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have a couple to tell you about today, Diane and Mike. And Mike came to me, he had a very different situation. And it's happened to us quite a number of times. As for me, being a matchmaker for over 30 years, I've had this scenario, and people are always feel really bad about it when they come to me, and certainly he did. He said, you know, I have a wife, She's been in long-term care for years with Alzheimer's. He visits her regularly, sees her every week, and he said, she doesn't know me. He said, you know, this has been like this for probably 10 years, and I feel really guilty about wanting something more, like wanting somebody in my life. And I want to be in a relationship. I want to have somebody. I want to have the life everybody else has, traveling. Like, he's 70 years old. He's, or 69 he was. He said, you know, I want that traveling and having somebody to go for dinners with and somebody to share my day with and all those things. But I don't have that. I'm never going to get that again. But I'm wondering if anybody would be open to dating me given my situation, because I do have a wife and I don't want to divorce her. But she'll never be, she'll never know who I am again. And so surprisingly, we do get quite a few people in this situation. Either they've got a spouse that's got Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or something that they're in long-term care. So anyway, I said, you know, that's fine. We'll explain the situation to the people. And if they don't want to be involved, then it won't work. But there's many people that would, at your life stage, you know, nobody has a perfect situation. And sure enough, he met Diane, and the two of them are just having the time of their life. They're going on cruises and traveling and really, really enjoying their lives. And of course, he still sees his wife. It's been a really great connection. And he said, I'm so glad that I came to you and that I took a chance, because I was really ashamed about coming to you, and I felt very, very bad about it, but I'm so glad that I did. And so it's really worked out for them.
Thanks for sharing Diane and Mike's story. Life is unpredictable, and we never know what curveballs we're going to get thrown at us. But there is a way around them. There's a way to catch them and work with them. And when you have Cupid on your side and you explain everything, then she can help you find the right person. Linda, your contact information.
So 1-877-334-9041. Our website is mistyriverintros.com, and you can book a free consultation online and find out more about us, find out how the service would work for you and whether you're a good fit for the service based on what you're looking for. And it's a free consultation. It doesn't cost you or obligate you, but it will give you a lot more information.
So don't just wait and wish. Call Cupid. Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions, 1-877-334-9041. Thanks, Linda, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. And today I thought we'd talk about preventing dementia. The Lancet is an excellent journal in the UK that's very well respected worldwide. And the Lancet has a standing commission on the prevention of dementia. And they've come out with 12 modifiable risk factors for decreasing your risk of dementia. So I want to go over those 12 factors. Not all of them are as easy to control as others, but I think it's important that we pay attention. Number one is less education. The more education you have, the more learning you do, the lower your risk of dementia. Number two is high blood pressure. If you've got blood pressure, it needs to be treated, and it needs to be treated within a certain target range. Number three, hearing impairment. If you're not hearing well, conversations, at meals, with family, then you're becoming more isolated, and this increases your risk. So if you need your hearing checked, get a hearing aid, do what you need to do so that you're not hearing impaired. Smoking. Well, I don't think there's much to say about that. It increases your risk. Obesity increases your risk. Depression increases your risk. So if you are depressed, it puts you at risk for increased dementia, and you want to be seen and you want to be treated and not just quote unquote live with it. Physical inactivity. We all need to be active every day, and that's important for blood flow, and blood flow to the brain prevents dementia. We know that diabetes increases your risk, and if you have diabetes, you should be on treatment, and you should be following that treatment. Low social contacts, being socially connected, socially interacting, is really important. It decreases your risk. Excessive alcohol increases your risk. So if you're drinking too much, you're damaging your brain, and that's going to be costly in the long run. Traumatic brain injury. You know, it's hard to prevent a concussion or a brain injury from a car accident, but we do know that brain injury increases your risk. And finally, air pollution increases your risk of dementia. If the air quality is very poor, stay indoors. You don't want to be breathing in very polluted air. It's not good for you, and it's not good for your brain. So as I said, some of these are easier to change and follow than others, but I think it's important we pay attention to our lifestyle to decrease our risk of dementia.
None of us want dementia. And once again, you've given us a clear line, 12 points to look for to prevent dementia. Dr. Vivian Brown has written The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's available on Amazon, in bookstores. You can ask for them to order it in, on drvivianbrown.com website. And if you want a special signed copy for a gift for someone, just give me a call, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Regardless of how you get it, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging will give you useful advice in clear language. Ask for it, read it, and reap the benefits of taking charge of your health. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn.
What weighs only 29 pounds, seats one comfortably, and can fly? The Aerolux Carbon by Travel Buggy. At a slender 9-inch folded width, Aerolux is the power chair that stows out of sight. It's the lightest power chair Travel Buggy has ever made. Take a test ride, arrange an appointment, and navigate your world in style with Aerolux by Travel Buggy. For more information, call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. That's 416-546-1000.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, is here, and she has her smart realty solutions and more. So good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, having been a part of your team, I feel as if we're building a community together. I love the opportunity to provide valuable content geared towards empowering downsizing seniors. But did you know that more than 40 times in 2025, I will be out in the community speaking to groups ranging from a handful to 100 as we deliver our downsizing workshops? These workshops were specifically designed to address the real-life concerns I hear from my clients as they face the prospect of leaving their long-time, oversized home for a new home. When I come to speak at your group, whether at a church, a synagogue, or temple, or 55-plus seniors group, there are a few things you should know ahead of time. Number one, I never charge for our talks or workshops. It's an important part of Smart Realty Solutions to come from contribution and provide our expert advice for free of cost or obligation. The second thing you should know is that we never give a sales pitch. Our intention is to help you, so don't expect to get some heavy-duty self-promotion when I speak at your club. We only work with people who want to work with us, and so far we've been blessed with a steady supply of potential clients who see our value. Number three, we're never boring. Your time is valuable, and if you've been kind enough to come to one of our workshops, you should expect interesting, interactive content. I'll do my level best to give you relevant information, timely inspiration, and a humorous take on the issues at hand. So if you're a listener located in the GTA looking for a speaker for your club, please give me a call at 416-460-5636. or visit our website at smartrealtysolution.com. I can provide you with a list of topics or tailor a topic to suit the interests of your group. Another community outreach Smart Realty Solutions is involved in is supporting seniors' charities. In York Region, our charity of choice is CHATS, which stands for Community, Housing, and Transportation for Seniors. They run valuable drop-in programs for seniors to combat loneliness and caregiver burnout. They organize transportation for medical appointments, and they deliver meals for shut-ins through their Meals on Wheels program. Twice each year, Smart Realty Solutions organizes our community paper shredding event as a fundraiser for CHATS. We invite members of the community to bring their unwanted documents for secure while you watch shredding. I pay for the shredding truck to be there at three different locations, and people sign up for a time to bring their papers. We collect a suggested donation of $10 per box, which is far less than that you pay for it at a retail shredding location. At our last event, we shredded 2,300 pounds of paper and raised more than $1,000 for CHATS. So if you have old utility bills, tax files, or similar paper clutter, our community shredding event is an excellent way to get rid of the clutter while supporting a very worthwhile cause. That's a win-win situation, which you know, Marilyn, I love. If you'd like more information or to register, visit our website, smartrealtysolution.com, and we'll get you signed up. Finally, Smart Realty Solutions is out in the community when we do our condo market experience tours. This past week, I took 25 seniors to look at condos in four different areas. We had so much fun seeing the different buildings, prices, and amenities that each building offered. Along the way, I shared my expert insight into the condo buying process and a copy of our workbook, Condo Considerations. It was wonderful to see such a range of options in person because online pictures often don't do these condos justice. Marilyn, I guess that's the takeaway here. As much as I love and appreciate our loyal From a Woman's Perspective audience, there is no substitute for getting face-to-face with people, whether during one of our one-on-one coffee meetings or an in-person community speaking engagement or at some other community event. I value the connections that are forged and strengthened when we spend time together. So if you're ready to get started, why not call me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636 so we connect and I can help you face whatever challenge downsizing is presenting to you. Well, that's it for me, Marilyn. My name is Sharon Parento, and these have been your Smart Realty Solutions for today.
And what I love about you, Sharon, is you pay it forward every day. Anyone interested in learning about downsizing or anything to do with moving in real estate, give Sharon a call and have a conversation. 416-460-5636. Thanks, Sharon, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. I look forward to it.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Nancy called me. She explained that she'd been invited to her friend Lee's Chinese wedding. She hadn't been sure what to wear to a traditional Chinese wedding, so she asked Lee. Then her friend surprised her with a special gift, a beautiful chi pao, or chong sam as it's sometimes called. It's the traditional fitted Chinese dress with a high collar and intricate embroidery. The note said, "Please wear this. It'll mean a lot to me and to my family." So on the wedding day, she wore the chi pao and she felt welcomed. Nancy explained the dress had been perfect for the wedding. She had fit right in. Now the dress was just a souvenir of a lovely occasion. She planned to wear it to the next Lunar New Year celebrations, but felt that the beautiful silk stitched dress would be wasted just hanging there in her closet until then. So we met, and I asked Nancy to put on her dress. It was a clear red with embroideries of crayon colors in black. It was a lovely dress that she could easily wear to multicultural festivals. But our objective was to give this dress more opportunities to leave the closet. I suggested Nancy slip on her black V-neck long-sleeve jersey right over her dress and then belt it. Now her gee-pow peeked out for neck fill, and it looked like she had on a top and a skirt layered with the black top. Then, for a second look, I asked Nancy to slip her black pencil skirt over her dress and then put on her matching blazer. The dress was a perfect top to a tailored look. Lastly, I placed a canary yellow coat over Nancy's gee-pow, and the ensemble was perfect for a cocktail party or a special event. It was easy to reinvent Nancy's gee-pow and make it work in her everyday life. Each time she layered it under a top or a skirt, or layered it with a jacket or coat, the dress became a working statement piece in Nancy's wardrobe. The dress wasn't just an ethnic costume. It was a positive fashion statement that Nancy could enjoy. A few weeks later, Nancy called me. She thanked me for giving her the idea of creating fresh new looks using her gee-pow and layering. She found that she got compliments when she wore it, and when people asked about it, she explained that it was a gee-pow that she'd worn to her friend's Chinese wedding, and it was a gift that had fond memories. But beyond that, she explained it was a reminder of how her life has been enriched by her friend Lee and her connection to the Chinese culture. Nancy's experience is just one example of how cultural diversity can have a positive impact on how we dress. Cultural dress does carry meaning, and it's right to assess what we're wearing and make certain that we're being respectful when we choose to wear clothes from another culture. We most certainly can enjoy wearing these special items. Another indication of how cultural diversity can add positive elements to our life. Well, in some cases, traditional attire has evolved into everyday global fashion. For example, flip-flops. They're now worn all over Canada. This useful, comfortable, simple footwear has its origins in East Asian cultures and tropical cultures. We can thank our cultural diversity for fabulous fashion statements and much more. My wardrobe doctor tip for today: the fashion buffet offers us limitless opportunities to dress our best and make our positive personal statements. By embracing garments like the Chinese dress in new and respectful ways, we can celebrate diversity while we make bold, fresh, beautiful fashion statements about ourselves. Let's resolve to dress our best with confidence, creativity, and respect for multicultural fashions that we choose to wear. Anyone who wants my advice about fashion or personal style is welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. Just dial 416-504-6777, and I'll be there for you. And dial that same number, 416-504-6777, and you'll be able to order a signed copy of my new book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. It'll cost you $20, and shipping will be free for my listeners. I look forward to your calls. And in a moment, we'll talk with Christine, the health coach, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and we'll continue our conversation about cultural diversity. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
I didn't know that there was such a thing as a disability tax credit. Nor did I know that there's a disability tax credit specialist until I met Peter Curtis. And now he's become part of the From a Woman's Perspective team, and so he can help anyone who needs to know about the disability tax credit, learn about it, and learn how to get it. And he's here now. So good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
What do you have for us today, Peter?
What we mentioned at the end of the last show was that we're going to talk about mental functions in a senior. What that mostly comes up as is dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. But there's also other aspects of depression and anxiety, and those are just to name a few. The question that the attending medical practitioner is asked is part of the diagnosis, but how does that diagnosis affect the person? Is it memory and how bad? How often? Is it episode-based or is it consistent?
So basically, people can get a disability tax credit if they have a mental health problem, and it isn't just about dementia. So what do we have to do?
The first thing you want to do is call and get a free consultation and find out if the diagnosis and the effects of the diagnosis as far as symptoms and consistency and severity of symptoms match the Canada Revenue criteria as laid out in the Disability Tax Credit.
So basically, this isn't information most of us know. So does someone just call you and tell you what their problem is and you find out whether they can qualify for this tax credit from the government?
Yes, we do a free consult to find out if the medical is relevant to the criteria. And then if it is, we will make an application for the individual that gets signed by their practitioner.
And with mental health, you mentioned, you know, Parkinson's and depression and anxiety. So there's a whole umbrella of things that someone might qualify to get the disability tax credit. Do they need to have a letter from their doctor to start with, or is it just a conversation?
It's a conversation. And based on that conversation, if we feel there's enough to proceed, we will go ahead and request the person's medical file, review it, and then go from there with making the application.
And when someone qualifies and you make the application, what happens after that? Is this worthwhile doing? Is it like $1 a month, or how much money do people get and how long does it take to get it?
A good question. There's quite a variance as to how long things will take. And one of the issues is, of course, Canada Revenue and their workload. But what we're looking at from usually start to finish of when we submit the application is approximately 6 to 7 months. And use of the disability tax credit and getting a value for it depends on the person's level of taxable income. So if a senior has $40,000 or $50,000 or more taxable income, as an example, they would probably look at around $1,500 per retroactive year. The credit is retroactive as far back as 10 years.
So it puts money in our pocket, but we have to be patient because it takes a few months to get activated. And basically, once we call you, we don't have to break any fingernails or be on the phone with government agencies. We talk with you, we explain what our disability is, you have the knowledge, and you, if you feel it's worthwhile to proceed, you proceed. And how much do we pay you for all of this, Peter?
We do a $100 deposit that's not refundable. And after that, there is no fee unless you get approved. And if you are approved, our fee is based on the retroactive refund and is 25% plus tax. There are no ongoing fees.
So it's very straightforward. Anyone listening who has a disability, perhaps has a member of the family who has a disability, a diagnosis maybe of depression or dementia or whatever it is, if you're curious about whether you qualify or they qualify for the disability tax credit, it starts with a complimentary consultation. We have a disability tax credit specialist on the team, Peter Curtis. Your number, Peter, if anyone wants to talk to you.
519-265-3145.
519-265-3145. Don't wonder or wish you had money in your pocket. Give Peter a call, have a conversation about the disability tax credit, and find out if it's something you want to pursue. It's 519-265-3145. Thanks for sharing that information, Peter, and I look forward to learning more from you next time.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Body weight in your knees. Too much weight takes a toll on your knees. With each step you take on level ground, you put 1 to 1.5 times your body weight on each knee. So a 200-pound person can put 300 pounds of pressure on each knee. Off level ground, the news is worse. Each knee bears 2 to 3 times your body weight when you go up and down stairs, and 4 to 5 times your body weight when you squat to tie a shoelace or pick up an item you dropped on the floor. If you're 50 pounds overweight, the simple act of climbing stairs or squatting to move from the washer to the dryer puts hundreds of extra pounds of force on your knees. With all this in mind, it's not surprising that carrying extra weight is related to knee pain and arthritis. Obese people are 20 times more likely to need a knee replacement than normal people of normal weight. So if you're not on an exercise program right now, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, and I will give you a private complimentary consultation.
Learn how to save your knees and how to stay healthy using workouts guided by Christine as your health coach. The number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine, and look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today, I wanted to tell you about one of our recent clients, Sarah. She just turned 70 and had a total knee replacement. Like many people in her situation, she was tired of struggling with the shower that she had a dangerous curb. She wanted something safer, a fully barrier-free, curbless shower. But here's the thing. Sarah had been through the ringer with the past contractors. They didn't protect her home, used unlicensed trades, cut corners, and disappeared when it came time to talk about problems or changes. That's not how we do things at Greater Toronto Accessibility. We're proud to be the complete opposite. We do the job right the first time with licensed professionals, proper waterproofing, and full project oversight from start to finish. In just over 1 week's time, we removed Sarah's old bathtub and installed one of our custom-tiled barrier-free showers, and we replaced her glossy floor tile to matte-finished, non-slip flooring for safety. Now Sarah doesn't have to worry about stepping over a curb or the risk of falling, and most importantly, She has peace of mind in knowing it was all done properly. If you or someone you care about is in a similar situation and needs a safe, accessible shower solution, my company, Greater Toronto Accessibility, specializes in accessibility renovations. We're proud to let our work, our recent Consumer Choice Award, and our 5-star Google reviews speak for themselves.
So an accessible shower solution is yours. All you have to do is remember the name Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility. So Daniel, how do we reach you and what about a show special?
Yeah, so I offer the Forever Home Safety Check. It's a full assessment of top to bottom of your home, and we look for ways to make it easier for you to live independently for the future. This assessment comes with a full written report with photos and estimated pricing so you know what to expect. I like to call this the roadmap to your future. It's usually $89.95. I want to give it away for free for the first 3 callers this week. So if you call me at 647-206-6409, you can get your free assessment.
Forever Home Safety Check. It is worth more than just the $89.95 you charge. And the first 3 callers can have it for free. So take down the number and start the conversation and learn how yours can be a forever home. 647-206-6409. Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility. And don't forget to ask for your free Forever Home Safety Check. Thanks, Daniel. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
It's the Victoria Day long weekend. Alongside Victoria Day, we are also about to celebrate the World Day for Cultural Diversity for Dialogue and Development. It's a perfect time to promote understanding, respect, and cooperation among Canadians of different heritages. We Canadians are enriched in many ways because of our multiculturalism. The people who are here from all over the world have enriched our society through the food, music, fashion, traditions that they have brought us. They have their history to share, their stories, their ways of life and philosophies that we can explore. By getting to know one another better, we gain understanding and we lessen our fears of the unknown. We're able to collaborate, to celebrate, and enjoy our differences, and that builds our communities and our country. My mom, Pola, prepared dinner, chicken soup and kreplach. It was many years ago, and my friend Pat was joining us. When dinner was served, Pat was unsure of the kreplach floating in her soup. My mom noticed and explained that kreplach were dumplings filled with ground chicken. Pat had never seen a dumpling or a kreppel before. She tried it, she liked it, and she emptied her plate, and she joined us for many more dinners in the future. In today's Canada, thanks to our diverse population, we can experience dumplings. That's dough filled with meat or vegetables, steamed, fried, baked, or boiled. People from Poland call them pierogi. Nepalese call them momo, East Indians samosa, and I can continue listing them, but I think you get the idea. They have different names, but they're still dumplings dressed in different sauces, spices, and reflect the culture and cuisine from which they come. By exploring the cultures of others and adding to the repertoire of our personal palate, and we learn to appreciate other cultures and traditions that are part of our modern Canada. The beauty of our diverse nation is that we don't need to fly to exotic destinations to meet citizens of foreign countries and experience their cultures. Here in Canada, we can celebrate our heritage. Each of us can be the citizen of our land and also be a proud Canadian and hold dual citizenship. We can stay here and we can still taste unique foods and drinks and enjoy different things and experience new spices. We also can add to our health and relaxation with methods new Canadians have brought us, such as acupuncture and Tai Chi from China, sauna from Nordic countries, herbal remedies and teas from global indigenous traditions, and we most certainly can dance and tap our feet to the rhythms from around the world. Folk dances such as Ukrainian hopak or Polish polkas or Scottish or Quebec step dancing or Latin salsa, meringue and tango or our indigenous powwow dances, and there are lots more. To see dance from around the world, to tap our feet and dance and try some of these, all we need do is make a friend from a different culture or go to a festival and mix and mingle and enjoy learning what another culture brings us. By being open to the limitless different experiences other cultures have to offer us, it brings us closer together. Winston Churchill gave us wise advice when he said, "Diversity is the one true thing we all have in common. Celebrate it every day." Fortunately, we in Canada can do that. There are festivals throughout our cities, our provinces, our country, and they open the door for us to share what other cultures have to enrich us. We can share the experience and joy of our diversity. There's Karasaga in Mississauga, or the Multicultural Fest in Timmins, or the Canadian Tulip Festival in Ottawa. And there's the Bangladesh culture we can celebrate here in Toronto at the Toronto International Pavilion. The opportunities to get acquainted with people from all cultures is here. It's at our doorstep. The doors are open. All we need do is bond with our diverse human family. We need to go out there, enjoy meeting people, and share good times. And on this Victoria Day weekend and every day, it's up to us. We can be open to try new and fresh things, experience recipes, tap our feet to different rhythms, and we can share stories and remove any fear and distrust of the unknown by simply getting to know one another. Our hour today is almost over. It's really time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to the healthcare professionals, the service providers and caregivers. And thank you to Ian, Duncan and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. Thank you to you for joining us. And a very special thank you to those of you who are willing to pursue knowledge and stay engaged in life, and who are willing to say what they think and ask questions and take action to live your best. Your From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. We're just a call or email away. Go to my website, marilyns.ca, that's marilyns.ca. Click on the On Radio header and you'll see the sponsor expert list. Or you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Bye for now, and please take time to glance back at our past and celebrate Queen Victoria's legacy. Take a moment to appreciate our wonderful, diverse country, and take as much time as you wish to enjoy meeting and getting to know our diverse Canadian neighbors. Let's respect each other and celebrate our differences because they enrich us and make us stronger. Goodbye until we speak again from a woman's perspective right here next Saturday morning at 8 on Zoomer Radio. And remember, our cultural diversity can only help us grow and be better Canadian people. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.